Hello everyone, this is Dave York, District Conservationist for the Cass and Ottoman County NRCS offices with this week's USDA report. Well, it appears that a majority of the crop is now planted and the sprayers will be out across the countryside. For those folks who are operating those sprayers, please keep in mind that there are conservation practices out there in the middle of those crop fields that are vital in controlling erosion. Over the years, I commonly hear that these practices were accidentally sprayed by a custom operator. We need to be diligent as we apply these products and keep our accidents down to a bare minimum. These accidents cause our producers problems when it comes to conservation compliance, and if they can be avoided, it would make everyone breathe just a little bit easier. Recently, it was announced that nationally, 3.9 million acres were accepted into the Conservation Reserve Program. A significant number of applications were accepted in Cass and Ottoman counties. NRCS will be completing conservation plans, seeding plans, and cost share documents between now and the middle of August for those approved applications. Look for more information on this in the weeks to come. Field data collection for our conservation compliance reviews will be wrapping up in the next few weeks. Look for more information to come as this data is looked over and decisions will be made on compliance. This spring, we saw some incredible weather in terms of some rain events that occurred in the area. Keep in mind, there are no variances for conservation compliances this year. This means all producers who are receiving any benefits from USDA must be maintaining a conservation system on their farm. I see a lot of information being presented about changing weather patterns, and each bit of information seems to give their own reason for the change. Regardless of the reasons why, I think we all can agree that there are changes going on. It is important to be flexible as these changes happen. This means updating conservation systems to meet the changes in the weather. Conservation systems that were implemented in the late 80s or early 90s don't necessarily work today. It is important that everyone continue to do the best they can to make conservation as successful as possible, no matter what the weather brings us. This has been Dave York, District Conservationist with NRCS in Cass and Ottoman counties, with this week's USDA report.